Good evening, everyone. This is Brett and welcome to Brett's Logs. And this is the first episode, isang vlog slash podcast na we can talk about anything and everything. And for tonight, I have my very special friend who I've known since college. And we're here to, wala, mangangamusta lang kasi parang napakahaba nung last year and a half. And ang dami nang nangyari and ang daming bad news na maririnig ka. And I think everyone deserves some good news all around. So tonight, it's all about positivity and I'm inviting her today kasi or tonight dahil ang dami talagang ma-share and I hope, just like me, ma-inspire kayo sa mga nangyari sa buhay niya. So let's all welcome Cherry Uy Gotamco. Hi, Che.
Hello. Okay naman. Parang grabe naman yung pinagdaanan ko kung makaka-inspire ako.
Well, mo, ko, natin, I mean...
Well, nating lahat.
Ako naman kasi, and kaya kita in-invite, nakikita ko lagi yung mga posts mo sa social media. And nakakatuwa lang na kaya rin sinimulan ko tong vlog ko. Kasi it's always been an idea in my head. You've known me since college. Ang dami kong nabubuong ideas. Pero ang konti talaga nung nagmamaterialize. So I thought, kung nagawa ni Cherry yan, at nahanapan niya ng oras yung very busy, in 24 hours of a day, nagagawa niya lahat yun. Bakit hindi ko masimulan ng isang bagay na gusto ko? So, i-intro ko lang, no, for anyone who doesn't know you, check. I know you first and foremost as a super mom of two very active boys. And then maybe you can consider si Vince, your husband, as your third child. Sorry, Vince. Hello.
Pwede rin.
Diba? Tapos, on top of that, meron, you are an entrepreneur with two startup brands. And then, meron kang full-time job in the telco industry. Hindi ko na sabihin kung alin. Ikaw nang bahala kung gusto mo sabihin. And ako galing from fast-moving FMCG, sabi nila ang telco mas mabilis pa. So, hindi ko alam saan mo pinapasok yung oras mo. And I wanted to talk to you today para lang ungkatin lahat yon and maybe you can share some of it to us. Part of one of the bigger storylines, I guess, ng buhay mo. You were based in Manila and bigla, you decided to pack things up and move to Davao. Tell me more about that experience and bakit mo naisip na gawin yan?
Okay, so syempre, you know naman si Vince, my husband, is from Davao, di ba? Born and raised in Davao. He moved lang to Manila to work for the family business. So, that's where we met. Syempre, ano na yun, huwag na natin pag-usapan yun. Pero, if you're a Davaoenyo, I guess, you really... Well, most people I know from Davao, they really want to settle back in Davao. Kahit saan sila mapadpad, most of them, they really love the life in Davao. And ako naman din, ever since whenever I visit Davao, I've always loved it. Diba? The live life, yung sarap ng pagkain, you're just 10 minutes away from a beach, from the city to the beach. So yun lang. Pero to be honest, at first, I really was hesitant to move. So matagal nang sinabi sa akin ni Vince na he wants to move, like explore a different life in Davao. Syempre ako, born and raised in Manila, Manilenya talaga. Ever since I was working for the telco job rin at the time. So parang, what, ano, paano to? Parang, do I give up my career? Kakayanin ba natin if I quit my job? Kasi I quit marketing, so wala naman talagang masyadong opportunities in marketing sa probinsya, di ba? So,
kasi
headquarters. Oo. Yeah. So, that was, if I was going to transfer, I really was gonna quit my job. Tapos, I guess, sort of fate na rin na an opportunity landed sa kanya to do a business. So, ayun, parang sabi niya, at first, he was doing 2 weeks at a time. 2 weeks in Manila, 2 weeks in Davao, ganyan. Tapos we were making it work. Medyo mahirap kasi parang na-feel ko nagiging single mom ako every time he's away. Mahirap. Like, I have to take care
anong
of the
year,
house.
Okay. Anong year ba nag-start yun?
2019 kasi kami nag-move eh. So mga 2018 yun. Back and forth siya, Manila to Davao. Yung tipong, kasi nga, you know, na-mention mo na, working for a telco, it's not just an 8-to-5 job. It's an 8 8. More like 8 to 8, di ba? So, biglang 8 o'clock, nasa meeting ako, magta-text yung yaya namin na, ma'am, wala nang makain si Lucas. So, imagine at 8 o'clock, kailangan ko pang dumaan sa grocery para bumili ng... So, wala naman akong ibang mauutusan. So, at the time, it was really hard. 2 weeks at the time, may parang single mom ako. And then, it just came to a point na sabi ni Vince, oh, mukhang umu-okay na yung business sa Davao. I think it's about time na, I need to give 100% of my time. Sabi niya, mag-resign ka na. Ganyan.
Diba? Mandato.
Kaya ba talaga? Ayun, wala lang. Long story short, we bit the bullet. I resigned in 2019 from my telco job. Moved here. Tapos, ayun, walang regrets. No regrets at all. There was, syempre, at the time, wala. Single income na, startup business pa. So, talagang hindi masyadong malaki yung income namin. So, there was a time na, syempre, I was worried kasi kumakain na kami sa savings namin. Hmm. Pero, sarap ng buhay ko. Like, in the morning, I'll wake up, I'll do yoga. Tapos, as in, I'll be housewife. Except hindi kami masyadong AB siguro.
Yeah. I guess in one way nakarelate ako kasi as you know, I had an okay job din before and then back then 'di ba nag-decide ako with my family din na mag-move to Australia and it was a completely different change of pace din for me. So ibang industry din, ibang mode of life talaga. Tas I'm not sure if it's the same no, pero yung mindset mo nag-iba na more priority yung family and then mas nakikita mo din yung time for yourself, no? Yun ba yung na-experience mo sa Davao na especially wala masyadong traffic? Tapos, di ba?
Exactly.
Mas, yung, kumbaga, nag-gain back mo yung give up mo in other ways. Tama ba?
True. Oo. Kasi parang yung traffic lang, grabe, at the time, yan, start na yan, di ba? Parang kasagsagan na talaga nung traffic in Manila. Like, every time I would see a friend posting on Facebook na it took him 4 hours from BGC to QC. My God! And I'm so happy I'm not there anymore. Wala na ako dun sa life na yun.
Actually, at one point, kinalculate ko, parang on average, every Filipino working sa Metro Manila might lose 44 days of their lives in traffic.
Wow!
Imagine mo yun, di ba?
Eh, actually, may naalala ka kasi akong story. When we were in Kuala Lumpur ni Vince, may nasakyan kaming, for vacation, may nasakyan kaming taxi driver. Mm. Parang fisherman siya, so he was earning enough. At the end of the day, nag-relax siya sa boat niya. Then there was this rich man who came. Tapos sabi niya, oh, bakit ka nag-relax? You can work more para you get more fish. Parang ganon. Sabi niya, why would I need to do that? Sabi nung rich man, to get a bigger boat. For what? To catch more fish. Ganyan. So why do I need to catch more fish? So parang ending ng story, pag mas mayaman ka na, mas makaka-relax ka na. Hmm. Sabi niya, isn't that what I'm doing now?
Yun nga eh, di ba? Parang... Sa mindset
ng talaga.
Oo. Yeah, parang sa mindset ng maraming tao, you build up your riches para ma-spend mo later on in life. But the reverse side of it is, kung babaan mo yung consumption mo and be satisfied with what you have, parang ngayon, pwede mo nang gawin yung pag-relax, 'di ba? More time for yourself. Yun yung yoga mo. Ako ito, ako ang hobbies ko ngayon is basketball and playing with my son. Tapos yun nga, playing my guitar. Parang you don't need those extra stuff para ngayon yung life mo ma-appreciate mo. Especially nung nag-pandemic, which is our next topic. Parang bigla, ginulo yung mundo mo, no? What is important is should be within your reach inside your house.
Well, anyway,
diba? Next topic natin is yung pandemic. Paano? So finally, diba, 2018 to 2019, nag-move ka dyan, ang gulo-gulo. And then finally, nagkaroon ng consistency. And then boom! Sabi ng tadana, pandemic. Lahat magsasara. Paano mo nagawa mag-manage ng household, 2 kids, work, and then creating 2 startup companies? Paano nangyari yan, Che? Can you tell us more about it? And maybe you can mention what are those 2 companies that I'm talking about.
Sige. Na-start ko na yung baby. Na-start ko na yung baby company ko. Nila pa ako. kasi ano yun eh, syempre new mom, 'di ba? So ko talaga nadidiscover ano yung mga kailangan na wala
ka. Nakarelate ka bigla, no?
Yes, oo. So it's owlbabyph.com if you want to.
Yes, plugging. Lalagyan ko ng link doon.
So our pioneer product was this food maker na nagsisteam siya and blend in one machine.
Mm-hmm.
Super convenient na. You don't even need to cook separately. Tapos i-blend mo custom make purees. Tapos ano, when I was looking around for, kasi magsi-6 months na yung baby ko noon, I was looking around for that kind of machine. Ang mamahal, 10,000 yung pinakamura. Tapos maghahanap ako ng kahit second hand, hanap ako, 4,000 yung pinakamura. Oo, so dun ko na-discover na, there's a need here na that's, ano, hindi pa siya na-serve.
Oh.
Yes, so my sister-in-law and I decided to come up with that product. So yun, yun yung pinaka-first. Tapos grabe, boom! Dami bili. Kasi nga, we were selling it at 3,000 pesos versus the 10,000 that's available in the market.
Ang galing, no? So talagang na-feel mo yung need. Tapos nung nag-research ka, nakita mong, oy, may gap sa market. Tapos yun lang, talon, subukan natin, and then nag-fly siya. Yes. How long did it take you bago nag-fly?
Medyo almost immediately. Nung una lang kasi, hindi kami marunong, at the time, hindi kami marunong, paano ba gumawa ng shop sa Lazada? So nakikiride lang kami sa shop nung kasi ni Vince. Tapos, lakas na nung benta niya. Tapos, bibigyan ko pa siya ng commission. Ganyan. So, we decided to create our own page na din. Ganyan. Tapos, kaya lang. As in, bumibenta talaga siya. As in, nag-experiment pa nga kami with prices. Eh. Kasi una, parang 2.5 yung sabi ko. Personally, I'm only willing to pay 2.5. So, after nun, ang lakas sobra ng benta. Taasan kaya natin ng konti.
Grabe naman, lakas. Huwag na kayong bumili, guys, ha? Malakas na.
Eh, kasi 10,000 naman yung other
tama
option.
Tama naman yun. Tama
ano
naman.
Na, marami ng kalaban sa galing China. So, marami na rin. Medyo mahirap.
Mabago rin kasi yung ano, no? I think, in my opinion, lalo na ngayon, smarter yung, I guess, mas health conscious tayo as a generation of parents, diba? Kasi nung time ko, no offense to my mom or my dad, pero naalala ko ang kinakain ko, pork chop, corned beef, ganyan, delata, hindi naman uso yung puree, diba?
Diba? Gerber or Cerelac, diba?
Hindi the same eh. Hot dog, ganun kinakain ko dati. Pero maganda nga, parang ang ganda ng timing mo dun sa market, no?
Yes. Tapos yung biglang boom din yung breastfeeding, diba? Parang ang daming breastfeeding advocate. So from there, parang yung naging niche na nung Owl Baby is feeding. Parang yun na yung hope. Kasi pag magbe-baby products ka, sobrang wide, diba? Furniture, etc. So, nag-focus lang muna kami on feeding. Tapos yun, okay siya kasi breastfeeding, sobrang nakakita rin kami ng need.
I guess nakatulong yung yung gap mo sa corporate work to set that up. Kasi nagkaroon ka ng dedicated time to look after it.
Oo. The fact kasi that...
Parang later on ka nalang bumalik ulit sa telco, di ba?
Yes, oo.
Yun. Owl Baby PH, again, huge fan ako. Nakikita ko lagi yung post mo. But syempre, hindi na ako customer, no? Yung isa, yung yoga mats mo. Saan naman ang galing yun?
Ayun din. So, di ba, nagkaroon ako ng time here in Davao. Nag-yoga ako. Tapos first time ko nakita dun sa first class ko yata yun. Sabi ko, iba yung may usong yoga mat here in Davao. Sabi ko, ano yan? Parang maganda yung yoga mat. Super non-slip daw. Sabi ko, ha? Magkano yan? 10,000. Sabi ko, bakit may gumagastos ng 10,000 pesos for a yoga mat?
Oh.
Tapos yun nga, non-slip daw. Hindi ka talaga. Sabi ko, a yoga mat is a yoga mat. Ganyan. Tapos yun, eventually, na-discover ko, pangit nga pala talaga yung yoga mat ko.
Oo. Oh, parang pag hindi ka practicing, di ba? So, sorry.
Yes.
I have to say, advocate ako ng yoga. Kasi ang alam ko, perception sa mga guys yoga pang babae yun, ano ba yung flexibility? Hey, ba't hindi, di ba? Sobrang okay siya for strength. Nung nakapag-try ako ng tamang yoga mat, yun talaga yung okay, lalo na pag downward dog, hindi ka dudulas pa harap.
Yun, Yun. So dun na naman ako nakahanap ng opportunity, ha? Maybe I can develop a similar quality na yoga mat for a fraction of the price. Kasi kahit 10,000, mapapansin mo, after a year,
wala na. Bago
color nila. Sabi ko, bakit kailangan palitan? Kasi after a year, mawawala na rin pala yung grippiness niya. So you need to replace it anyway. So sabi ko, 10,000 ng 10,000. If I sell it for, ganun na naman, 3,000 is my magic number.
Oh, magic number. Wala to, born out of kapuriputan eh.
Tapos yun, okay din. As in, parang nag-trial lang ako, sige, I'll try 50 pieces.
Mm.
In 2 weeks, sold out.
Mm. I think, naging maganda rin yung timing mo dyan, check. Kasi nung nag-pandemic, no, parang lahat bigla, trapped at home,
yes,
and everyone's trying to look for a way to keep their fitness and maintain or at least improve. Diba? Parang bigla, sige, yoga mat dito, nagkaroon ng shortage ng dumbbells, ng mga resistance bands, yoga mats, grabe. So, riding on to the pandemic wave, very good. Galing.
Oo, as in, parang nung kausap ko nga yung may Chimes is a department store here, medyo high-end department store here. Sabi niya, super excited siya to carry Ginhawa. Kasi nga, nagsosold out yung...
Wait,
ano,
pakiname yung brand, no? Para naman hindi natin nasabi.
Ay, sorry,
Ay, ulit.
It's ginhawaph.com.
Yun, ginhawaph. Galing, galing. Ginhawa, ano nga sa Davao ang meaning ng ginhawa? May ano ba yan?
Ginhawa in Bisaya means breathe.
Breathe, hanep.
And yoga is all about kasi nga, yes. Tapos dual meaning siya, di ba? So, in essence, yoga is about getting comfort, di ba? Kasi pag may masakit ka sa katawan, it really helps. So, in Tagalog, it means comfort and ease. Tapos, in Bisaya, it means breathe. So,
tahi, di ba? Bigger picture, lahat parang connected. Galing, galing.
Yes.
So, I guess, yun, plus yung other brand mo, napabayaan mo yung mga anak mo, no? Parang kinalimutan mo sila habang nang...
Hindi. Ito na nga ang sikreto. If you want to know, wala na akong panahon para sa sarili ko. Yun lang talaga. Actually, that's my, it was my New Year's resolution to actually make time for myself.
Yan. Kaya
kumalet go yung yoga. Kasi parang, that's the only time I have to set aside for myself.
Mm.
So, I extra early. Hindi naman, yung mga 7. Siyempre, I'm fortunate that my work is, I work from home. So, at least, kahit 8 o'clock or 8:15 ako matapos mag-yoga, kaya pa.
Yep.
Kumakain
yep
na lang ako habang nag-meeting. Ganun.
Galing.
So, yun. I wake up 7 to do my yoga. Hindi ko yan kayang palampasin. Kailangan talaga may time. Yun na yung time ko for myself. Kasi, pag nag-start na yung work, telco na naman, I'm back with the telco. So 8:30 magsa-start yan all the way up to 7 or sometimes
grabe until 7 and all this
yes while, kahit work from home,
2 kids at home with you, 'di ba, na sa totoo, Che, ang isa sa mga nililook forward ko kapag meron kang post na mahaba na puro words about Charlie and Lucas, sobrang babasahin ko talaga kasi sobrang nakakatawa. And I feel like ang rich nung kwento na as a parent fully functioning as a parent and then also doing work, you're so, I don't know how to call it, pero talagang well in tune ka with everything that's happening around you. And I really commend you. Natutuwa ako din sa mga kwento mo na parang, how does she do it 24 hours in a day, di ba? Natutulog ka pa ba? So yan, ang question ko, can you describe to me ang difference ng weekday mo versus weekend mo? Ano yung parang routine mo?
Shucks. Weekday, ayun na nga. So, as I mentioned, I wake up 7 to do yoga. Pero sometimes, nag-i-insert din ako ng stationary bike kasi nga, hindi naman pwedeng puro strength pa, cardio rin. So, yun. That's my workout time, 7. And then, 8 o'clock, ideally, naliligo na ako to in time for my 8:30 meeting. Kasi every 8:30, we have a meeting. Parang yun yung attendance namin. So, tuloy-tuloy na yun. Nung may pasok si Lucas, 3 o'clock, meron siyang synchronous classes, online class. So, I try not to set a meeting at that time, pero sometimes hindi ko naiiwasan. Para lang din ma-assist ko siya pag tinawag siya ng teacher or open your book to page, ganyan. Kinder pa kasi, so medyo hindi pa niya his own. Kailangan mo pang gabayan. Tama. So yun, basta, pero I'm fortunate enough na 3 to 3.30 lang yung class niya. Medyo very manageable pa kasi kinder. Tapos yung isa naman is still
a toddler. 3.30 na online? 30 minutes?
Oo, yes. 30 minutes lang online niya. Tapos the rest are homework. So at least I can manage during lunchtime or after work. Yun, ganun lang. Naman,
nagluluto ka pa ba? Or may...
Hindi na. Ayan, I'm fortunate enough that si Vince magaling magluto. So, okay na ako. Hindi na ako magluluto.
Bawi-bawi. Okay. So, I guess, no, after ng lahat ng yan, and I think it's important kasi while you're super busy, naka-develop ka ng routine, no? How do you imagine it will be kapag sort of back to normal na yung mundo? Will it affect you dramatically or do you imagine it will be changed na or
actually it was paano ba may pros and cons kasi siya syempre work from home it's good kasi at least the whole day I get to see the kids in the meetings pag meron akong free time ng konti I get to play with them I get to bond with them. But at the same time, grabe yung pagod. Kasi in the middle of a meeting, magsusuway ka ng nag-aaway na dalawang bata. Yung alin, medyo may din. As in, I'm famous na naririnig talaga lagi yung mga kids sa background or yung yaw-yaw nung yaya nila sa background. So I'm forever nakamute ako. As in, sobrang bihira lang ako mag-unmute if I really need to talk. Ganyan. Pero, syempre, naabutan ko naman din kasi yung normal corporate life before the pandemic. Sobrang sarap din. Kasi, nakakapag-yoga pa rin ako ha, kahit may
kasi
work.
Kasi sa Davao nga, no?
Time-in namin was, hindi talaga siya time-in, but mahiya ka na lang kung wala ka pa ng 9 o'clock sa office.
Oh, tama naman.
Parang, di ba? So, 9 o'clock, I try to be at the office. Our office is just 15 minutes away from my house. MWF, there's a 7:15 class at the yoga studio. So, pag MWF, I get to go to yoga pa, just in time. So, 7:15, matatapos siya na.
Three
I
times
a week. Diretso na ako ng office. Ganun.
Hindi mo magagawa sa Manila. Kung gagawin
mo yan magagawa sa Manila.
I don't know. I remember nung sa Unilever ako, kung gusto ko man mag-gym sa morning, kailangan nandun ako ng 6:30. Kasi para iwas
traffic.
Tapos, kung uuwi ako, dapat past 8 or 9 para wala ng traffic. Eh, ngayon, parang 24/7 na yung traffic eh.
I mean, grabe. Oo. So, yun. Ano naman, pre-pandemic, actually, mas masarap yung buhay. Kasi nga, you let the school take care of your kids.
Yeah.
The school part. Kasi ngayon, you're doubling as a teacher pa eh. Hindi mo yun nasama sa credentials ko. I'm also a or to Lucas, di ba?
Tama. But, ang kukulit pa talaga. Yeah. Kasi pupush nila yung boundaries mo. Hindi ka naman talaga totoong teacher. Nanay ka eh. So pwede sila.
Correct. Exactly. Mas takot sila sa teacher. Makikinig sila sa teacher.
Yun. Ayun. Galing naman yun. Check. Anyway, may mga new projects ka ba na naiisip? May mga gagawin ka pa ba? Are you gonna keep going?
I plan to expand lang ginhawa to other items. So I've tried venturing into clothes, yoga clothes kasi nga
pang guys ba dyan? Kailangan bang model?
Nina, okay lang.
Okay lang, okay lang.
Hindi, pang girls pa lang kasi yung ano ko, yung mga athleisure ko.
Ah, okay. So mala Lululemon ba ang peg ganun? Pero mas
abot
kaya.
Ganun. Of course, abot kaya. But syempre, hindi naman super cheap. Like, medyo unreasonable prices na rin kasi yung iba, di ba? Basta may price. So, reasonable price. Pero kasi, yun nga yung lagi ko rin sinasabi sa Instagram ko for Ginhawa. I used to think a yoga mat is a yoga mat. A pair of leggings is a pair of leggings. Bakit mo ba ng mamahaling leggings? Ayun, tapos parang when I got to try yung talagang magandang yoga mat, magandang leggings, ay okay pala yung hindi ka restricted sa movement.
Ramdam mo yung binayad mo.
Mga leggings ako dati, yung mga tigo 100 pesos lang, after one month, punit na sa crotch. Kasi nga, di ba, stretching yung ginagawa mo.
Yun talaga. Sagara na yun. Che,
yep.
Sobrang salamat. Congratulations dun sa mga naging project mo. And I'm really happy for you. Kasi talaga nagulat ako nung time na nag-decide ka sa Davao. I thought, okay, I think that's gonna be a good move, but then you don't really know until everything comes to fruition, di ba? And I'm seeing you happy with your kids and si Vince. So, congratulations, and hopefully, pag natapos nung pandemic, makapunta kayo dito or makabalik ako dyan and we'll catch up with a few beers. Okay, thanks everyone, and I'll see you on the next episode. If you like it, subscribe. If not, okay lang din. Pero kung kilala niyo si Che, yan, tawagan nyo. She will have answers for you about Owl Baby and Ginhawa. Okay? Thanks everyone. Thanks, Che. Umu muna ba mag-usap pa tayo?